they couldn't get out there for a while, could they?
No.
Not they closed the airport.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've got to go at 6. So I'm hoping
really no, we're going to be whizzing through this.
Whizzing through it, excellent.
Yeah, yeah. Are we recording now as well, are we?
Yep.
Right, okay. Right, so I take it we are on time, are we? 4:30?
Yes.
Right, okay, well, good afternoon, everybody. It's the 16th of November. It's 4:30 p.m. and this is December.
November.
November, did I? Yeah, you seem like
listening.
Good. Slam that on there just to see if you're awake, all of you. So it's the 16th of December and it's 4:30. This is the Full Council Extraordinary Council meeting. So on to the agenda, 25381, to receive apologies of absence, and also to note that the Town Clerk is recording as well.
So we had apologies from Councillor Acker, Councillor Hinderwall and Councillor Weaver.
Okay, thank you. Can we take a vote of acceptance for...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. 25...
Just have the date on there, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the date that it... The
oh, is that the date? So
that it was publicised.
Oh, okay.
Yep, okay. 25382, to recall declarations of interest. Members are invited to declare any relevant interest, notwithstanding this item. Members may subsequently declare an interest at any point during the meeting. Does anybody have a declaration of interest? No declarations?
No.
Thank you. Moving on to 25383. Public session, a period of 15 minutes, 3 minutes per speaker. We have no members of the public here today. So 25384. To confirm the minutes of the council meeting of the 4th of December. Have you all read a copy of the minutes?
Yeah, well, I wasn't here, but I have read them.
Okay, thank you very much. Any comments?
No.
Okay, I've just got one comment, which is for item 25365, unanimously to defer approving the sighting. I think it should more correctly read a decision rather than approving, because we don't know when it comes back to council whether it is going to be approved or not.
So
just a decision. So with that one amendment, do we accept that these are a true copy?
Do you want it changed to deciding?
It reads unanimously to defer approving the sighting. So defer a decision of the sighting.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, can I have a proposal with that amendment? Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Seconder, please.
I'll do it.
Thank you. All in favour?
I wasn't there, so. No.
Okay, you're abstaining?
Yep, absolutely.
Thank you.
So can I ask one question about it then?
Mm-hmm.
To do with the budget, really, we've agreed the hard standing to be extended at the allotments. Is that going to be done this financial year or next?
It's not at our cost.
It's not our
cost?
No. Better still, excellent.
Is it a Christmas present?
Wonderful!
Look at that.
Yeah, he's like, do I need to get it in the budget again? Okay, so 25385, to consider and approve the quotations for cutting back of brambles and willows on the SSI Coast Guard compound for Village Green site opposite the square. Have we got a pack?
Yeah, should have
that. Is that there? Oh, it's there. So this item was brought to council on the 4th of December. I think it wasn't very clear with some of the details on the quotations.
To do with clearing, wasn't it? One of them didn't lay out whether they were clearing it or.
Mm. Was it just the clearing? Was
I
it?
I think so. They sort of said they were cutting them to 6 foot lengths, a couple of them, but others. Or another one had.
Yeah. According to Carol, all three confirmed to the same specifications, and that it was left on site, puts back against the SSI.
Okay. And And they're all like for like now, aren't they?
Yeah.
Has anybody got any thoughts on that?
No, I mean, they all seem to be like for like. The cheapest one is WN, but I feel it might be nice to give it to Walton's just to share it around a bit, otherwise people get fed up quoting and not getting any business. When did we last deal with Walton's? Did they do the...
It was, I think, to do with the trees. We cut back the trees at the... when we went to visit.
Oh, over the youth field at the back of
West Close. But they do quite a lot for us, so maybe...
Did we place that order?
That's been done.
That's
all been done.
Yeah,
done
and clear.
Who did that go to? That went to Walton's?
Yes.
But
that's
so
the only way.
Oh, well, in that case.
Most of the time we're using M-Tree services.
Time's been the wiser. That's where I'm trying to protect your purse.
Yeah. Not finished.
I'm quite happy to propose to go for option B.
Yeah, I was just
on that. Yeah.
I did say this last time because we had a cheap quote for something else, wasn't it? The toilets or something?
But
and
we went
for the middle one.
We did, yeah.
And I think I raised it then. I said, what gives them the incentive to quote lower and they're not getting the jobs? They're not getting their foot on the ladder, so to speak. But,
And also, I think with the toilets, we've got a track record because they did the deep clean last year, wasn't it? So they did a really, really good job.
Yeah.
And come in at a fraction, actually, of the cost of what the other company quoted as well.
It was more just of if people are going to tender.
If
they keep tendering and they keep losing,
And they can see that they're losing it, and they're the cheapest quote.
Do the survey. Yeah. Just 1 second, sorry.
Yeah, sorry. It was just that. If they, because it's a public record and they look to see how much they've lost it, and they look, well, we are the cheapest, well, they don't know, but they'll know that they put in that price, then they're the cheapest. Why didn't we get it?
They can actually go on our website because the expenditure side of things, they could probably work it out from what's been spent out.
Yeah, well,
you know,
that's
because
I would know that I put in 3620.
Yeah,
and you've awarded it to 3760, and you're thinking, well, why didn't I get a look in there?
Yeah.
You know?
I agree with that philosophy. Didn't WM Tree Services do the survey?
No.
It was a completely new company that's done a tree survey to quote just on what needs, rather than a full survey, just to quote on what's required.
That
report's just come in, hasn't it? It was a consultant, wasn't it?
It was, as opposed to
a tree surgeon.
Yeah. Councillor Baker, have you got any comments?
I stood there and watched them do this. And they were pretty thorough, start to finish. They did leave a few bits behind, but lucky enough, some of the locals used it for their own firewood. But other than that, I thought they'd done quite a good job, to be honest. I mean, they was quite efficient. Went inside the garden, then they dumped it inside the garden, dropped it outside. But yeah, I thought
Walton's now.
Yeah, that's the one I stood there watching. Right. They come around and they were quite efficient.
Okay, shall I make a proposal, option B?
Yeah, they are the cheapest, I'll second that.
Okay, thank you. All in favour?
Yeah.
Thank you. 25386 to approve the quote for the beacon repair. So once again, Councillor Boylan, thank you very much for arranging for it to be moved. Has it gone yet, by the way?
It's gone. I won't lie, it was a bit of grunting and, you know.
Lift.
Oh, that is a piece of wood and a half.
Yeah.
I sort of got there and I was on my own. Well, no, Gary was there, but he went off to get something or to open the gate actually. And I picked up and I thought, blimey, I ain't moving that too far.
It's heavy.
Yeah. But anyway, it's gone. I think the basket may be at Cook's already, on the off chance that they may get awarded the job to straighten it out. No, if you imagine trying to lift it, it was quite a thing.
Yeah.
How many times do you want to lift it? If we have to move it to somewhere else, then so be it. But they were...
Well, we're well within our financial regulations for what the value is not to, you know... And it's a local company as well.
Yeah.
And we've used them before, so...
Do you have any other comments?
Anybody?
No.
No.
It's only the basket that's there, by the way.
Right, okay.
The woodies at the compound at the glee.
The only comment that I've had, I spoke to Kirsty about it, is we should really have the site surveyed, the concrete, to ensure, rather than spending all the money first, is to ensure the depth of the concrete will take the fixings.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a structural engineer, but I took advice that they went down a long way with that.
Did they?
Yeah, because our groundsman did it, I think.
I don't know enough to say one way or the other.
Is it worth asking Gary as well then about this? Before we actually, we could, if everybody's happy, to approve the quotation, but on the proviso that the base is sound to take.
I think that we have to sort of say that it had withstood elements for quite a long time, hadn't it? So, and the concrete never moved.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if we can find out how deep it went, and he probably did it, then we can probably say, that's okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, a proposal to accept the quotations. Thank you.
Second, please.
So, all in favour that we check as well?
Just check. How far down it goes, I suppose, and then we can.
The concrete bases, cement bag, whatever it is sufficient.
Yeah, far down the concrete bases.
Just that it would withstand, because it's going to have bolts going into it, fitted into it, so they've got to drill into it, haven't they?
It's bigger than I thought, to be honest. It's actually probably a good 3 foot 6 square. So it goes down a way. So.
And this metal fabrication covers it, doesn't it?
Well, it'll be situated on it.
Bolted to it. Okay, thank you. 25387, to consider and approve the quotation for the infrared heater with a button to select timings at Rushmere at a cost of £620. I'll just give you a little bit of background. I instigated this some time ago. Councillor Jenkins, you'd recognise that the electricity is quite high around there.
It was.
And also I think it's been recognised that it is, you know, we could have a more efficient heater.
Something brought to my attention by one of the groundsmen that said that, and I don't know if this is true or not, that a lot of the electricity comes from the security system on 24/7 all the time. I don't know if that's a fact or not, but
I thought it eats the electric.
My alarm system was on in my house. It's not cameras and stuff. It's just an electric circuit.
I mean, where I previously was, my alarm system, and I should imagine they'll work on the same principle in terms of what they use in electricity. We didn't see a bill go through the roof at all.
Is this because, I mean, we've all been in there and it's like an oven. At certain times of the day, and that's usually 8 o'clock when they've only just arrived, and you think,
And also, I suppose, you know, to cut down on, we all should be conscious of what energy we use when you're using it as well, is whether, I don't know what you guys do, but when I'm at home, then I don't have it on all day for the sake of having it on all day.
I walked in today, my wife's got her electric blanket over her, so she doesn't have it on either.
Yeah, exactly, so
I bought my wife one of those as well.
I don't know, because Father Christmas hasn't arrived yet, but...
I'm a fan of these infrared heaters because they actually heat the body, don't they, rather than the space, and they've come on a long way. £680 doesn't sound cheap, but I know they've come on a long way in recent years. So.
$620. My car, as you know, runs his own electricity company, electrics company. So this is a very reasonable quote. He wouldn't get it cheaper than this. I mean, he could do it cheaper because he wouldn't be charging commercial rates, but that he can't quote. So he says it's well within bounds.
Yep.
So I would propose we go ahead with it.
Any other comments first?
No.
Right, okay, you'll propose, I'll second. All in favour?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. 25388 to approve the quotation for GLC to cover cleaning service at West Mersey Toilets for an initial period of 2 weeks, with an option to extend the term if required at a cost of £1,395 plus VAT. We have a member of staff that will be
on jury service,
so we need to have cover to keep the toilets open.
We've gone for the cover for 5 days as opposed to 7 days.
Right.
Because courts don't cover the 2 days
so
that she was
right,
having to
okay.
work, Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
So we have, and Paul is there to vote with the salary provider, and so that's easy to work out.
Right, okay. Well, that's good as well. If Paul is prepared to do the Saturday and Sunday. On this one, I don't see we have a choice really.
No.
We've got to have them.
But this is the quote for 5 days, but
yes.
She'll be 10 days, won't she?
Well, for a week.
Per week.
Oh, per week, is that
yeah.
what they're saying? Okay. And so they're prepared to do 2 weeks, didn't actually?
Yeah, 5 days
okay.
at a charge.
Potential 2 week period.
It's been slinging actually, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it was different on the last month, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Or last meeting.
Say weekly charge.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Weekly charge.
Yeah.
That's fine. It's quite reasonable, really.
Yeah. Right, okay. Proposal, please. Thank you, Councillor Boyle. Seconder. Councillor Williams. All in favour?
Yeah.
Thank you. Right. 25389. To consider and agree the quotations for Fairhaven toilet replacement roof. Councillor Boylan.
Before we do that, do we need to in place motion?
Ah, right, okay. Right, yes. Does it have to go on the agenda?
I spoke to the SLCC and they did say that when new information comes to light, which has changed the quotation, then I would need to minute it in the minute notes that it's been changed. Or they said you could use a motion.
Right, okay. All right then. Okay, so previous resolutions. A resolution shall not be reversed within 6 months except either by a special motion, which requires written notice for at least 4 councillors to be given to the proper officer in accordance with Standing Order 9, or by a motion moved in pursuance of the recommendation of a committee or subcommittee. So can I propose that for this item we suspend our Standing Order 7 so that we can readdress the item on the agenda?
Absolutely.
Okay, can I have a seconder, please? Thank
Absolutely.
You. Councillor Boyle, all in favour?
Yeah.
Thank you. Right, okay, so moving on to 25389, to consider and agree the quotations for Fairhaven toilet replacement roof. I think the difference with these quotes, was previously we had agreed a quote, but it didn't have the skylights in. I think there's, although this is a greener quote, are we saying that we do have a need to have skylights?
Well, that's the point, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, when it first came up, I think everybody else assumed it was going to be a like-for-like situation, which is, I need skylights, but that wasn't the case, was it? Only the third quote had skylights in it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need skylights. I think we need natural light in there, personally. All the other toilets have natural light coming in the roof in some form or another, small or large. So I personally would recommend we have skylights. But looking at this, it's what type of skylights. I originally thought flat ones, but I see option B has come in with a domed one.
And trickle vents.
And with trickle vents. As I know, the ground staff were concerned about condensation, but I would have thought even flat would get rid of condensation, wouldn't it?
Well, I don't think they're like they used to be. I think they will be double glazed, they're not single skin like the third quote was allowed to put the old Perspex ones in.
Back again.
Yeah, but they are of a standard now that they will deal with condensation. Yeah. But again, we could keep asking questions. Perhaps,
yeah.
You know, we, you know, the point is, do we need the skylights? Arguably, you could look at it in a way that it's actually creating a potential fault in the roof again, rather than being one covering. I know your point about natural light and the lighting costs, because natural light is better for it. Do we need skylights in a public toilet?
Personally, I think we do, but
I'm not against it, to be fair, but you've got to ask the question, is it something that we actually need, or I suppose if we were just replacing the roof, then I wouldn't object to them being put in, but equally I wouldn't object if they weren't there.
I'm
sitting on the fence.
I feel the same. I'm mindful that there's an extra risk of failure to the roof, if the, you know, the seal.
I think, but you know, we still have the same guarantees. And to, you know, I mean, arguably, yeah, the natural light would be good. They will build it up, and it should be, you know, we've been unfortunate, I think, on the roof before, but it should be okay if we do put the skylights in, because they have to guarantee it anyway.
Yeah.
So.
I'm on the fence about the condensation as well. Having a glass roof conservatory, and we get condensation, and we've got, you know, we've got heating in there as well.
Yeah.
But we do get condensation with the different temperature changes.
Yeah. Do you get condensation on the inside, or
inside?
Is it double glazed?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and we do get condensation, and it's newly installed. It's only been installed just 3 years, if that, and we do get condensation on the inside. It's just a difference in the outside and the inside air.
You should cope with that, to be fair.
Yeah.
I mean, unless there's a hole in it somewhere, but you should cope with it, because we all have probably double glazing at home.
Mm.
We don't really get condensation as a rule on the inside of the window.
It's
so
if it's ventilated, if it's ventilated, you know, that helps a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Councillor Williams.
Do trickle vents cope with the condensation?
Well, it sounds like a good idea, because that's how you try to eliminate condensation, isn't it? It's by ventilating.
Yeah.
You know, when you start going into condensation, then further on, like damp and mould, you know, the one thing that you're told to do is ventilate.
Yeah.
So whether that would be a better option, so that there is air circulating.
There are windows in there, small ones.
Yeah.
And there are small windows in, and the door is always open, of course, as well. So there is ventilation. Mm-hmm. So there is ventilation.
Yeah. Right.
Well,
no,
we're just discussing the roof now.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. We're on our favourite subject, aren't we? Better hate the toilets.
Is that where you are?
I've got to be honest, I'm for both, really. I you know, with or without. Councillor Baker?
You're all aware, don't bother me. You don't need for people, do you? Don't look up.
Well, I think it's to do with the light.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's going to throw light.
We're on these
skylights.
They seem to be manually controlled, these trickle vents.
Yeah.
So you've got to actually
pole up to them.
What I say is, no, I don't think we should have them. LED lighting is so efficient anyway, for the sheer cost of them. It'd take about 20 years for the LED lights to use that much electricity. And the one thing we're not looking at, that I've thought about, is they're public toilets. Kids do muck around on them. If I was sitting in the toilet, you could get some pervert climb up on that roof. No, the point is, these are public toilets. Why would you give access to kids to break in, which they have had a go at, or to peep in at someone who could be... And you say you don't get, but you do get funny people. I don't think they should. Because in Fairhaven toilet, Fairhaven toilet has had issues with kids on the top, because we've had residents around there complain, what are the kids doing on top of it before? So to me, unless those skylights are really people not standing on proof, for one, and secondly, it'd worry me that you get some weirdo, and you do get strange people. But the big concern of it is, the LED lighting costs are so cheap to run now, it would take years to get the money back for what that light is. And it also adds, if you've got a solid roof, it gives less means for water to get in. We've had a lot of trouble with water getting in at Fairhaven. Bob's tried to sort it so many times. To me, that's the only opinion I have on that. Do apologise for getting a bit late. I've literally just come from one meeting to another.
Although there's already a skylight there, and as you've mentioned, as I say, I'm on the fence, and we have already sort of mentioned that there is perhaps an extra risk for failure in terms of, you know,
just
a leak or...
Yeah, just doing a little bit of, you know, a cheap option, you know, 800 by 1800, they're triple glazed, they're not double glazed, they're pretty triple glazed. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think the condensation, I would argue, wouldn't be much of an issue. But you've come halfway through, I think we're all sitting on the fence here, we don't...
Yeah.
No, I know the ways it may be, but to me, I've thought about it, and it is strange. I think Sally thought that because of the issues we've had at the toilets, because people do get on them. Yeah, I suppose you could, because the glass have to be opaque, or so you couldn't see in it. But it's still the point that if the kids wanted to be pains in the arse, not necessarily, or anyone, there isn't there. But if it was just solid flat, and it's also lighting nowadays. The old lighting, they used to have like 100 watt light bulbs in there. They were using a lot of power. But nowadays, that equivalent is a 12 watt LED lamp.
I think the lighting as well is on a sensor, isn't it?
So the sensor is controlled, they would come on and off. So the lighting is not a sheer cost. And I just think it's taking another risk out. Pains do go wrong. It's like mine. I've got a 10-year guarantee or a lifetime guarantee with my double glazing. Then you find out it lasts 10 years.
Mm.
But it is the life of the panel, not our life, which I think is a bit unfair. I did try and claim on that one. They said, no, we meant the life of the actual pain. So they do break down, and if the sun is blaring down on that, like infectious. So if you're on the fence, all I'm just saying is, it's a good idea, because in the old day, the old lights were very expensive to run in there.
Yeah.
You can see your point of people looking in as well.
It could happen. I'm not saying it does happen, but we've had, and I know down Fairhaven especially, didn't we, Bob, a guy lives on the end there. He kept moaning about, because the kids are on there in the summer, and
we haven't heard that for ages.
Haven't heard it for ages, but it's still a risk. I'm just trying to get rid of the risk. If it's a solid roof.
I'm not on the fence on this one. I think we should keep them.
Oh, okay.
But I don't really care much about it.
Shall we go around the table and see whether people then are for to keep them or are?
Before we do that, can I just ask a question?
Of course.
The other toilet blocks, have they all got skylights?
They've all got skylights. Yeah. They're quite small. They're small in the library ones, aren't they? But they are there. And Coast Road, which is the newish one, have both got skylights and sensors on lighting. So you go in there and the lights come on, but they've also got skylights. I think natural light is important in toilets, personally. I don't like dark holes.
They've got some
windows.
They are, but they're not very good, are they? No.
Are these the ones that they're on permanently in there now, the lights?
No,
they'll be sensors. They'll be on sensors, which we haven't purchased.
Because the ones in there now are permanently on.
Yeah.
They're off at the moment, aren't they?
But they're off at the moment, they're all shut at the moment.
They're not open, the toilets.
So you could have kids mucking around, putting their phones up at the window thing, couldn't you?
No, because it's on the roof.
Although they do get on the roof.
They do get on
the
roof.
No, I know your point, Carl's point was you could find them getting up on the roof and doing that, but if there's windows, then they could do it there anyway, couldn't they? So that's not...
Yeah.
No, but I'd go back to toilets. At the end of the day, these are toilets. You're not going in there to go and read a newspaper or anything. I know some people do, but these are public toilets. These are public toilets. They're not like we are not sitting at home. But LED lighting now is you can put daylight lamps in there.
Yeah.
I don't, before, when you used to have the old lights, I agree, Bob, the lights were quite dreary and horrible. New lighting will light that place up like phenomenal. You just need to specify the light to a 6 or a 5K, and it is, they really are bright. But we are not, we don't exactly want people to encourage them to sit in there, go, oh, it's nice light, people won't care. Oh, sorry, I just find it very strange that, but...
it's some guys, you said, place to go to hide away for a little while, isn't it? So.
Well, it's one way of doing it.
I would, when you're looking at risk, coming from the environment and looking at risk, there's less risk. I know that things have improved over the years, you know, with what type of skylight goes in, but there is still a risk there when you cut a hole in that bit and you've got to seal it. So in terms of risk, I would be swayed to go for not having a skylight, just to lessen the risk, I'm afraid.
I think you make a good point. I mean, my thought process is Fairhaven has been a bit of a pain. It's a big expanse of a flat roof, and we just want to seal it as best we can, really.
Yeah.
And I think by putting upstands into it, we are asking for a bit of trouble further down the line. But so I would be inclined to leave it as it is at the minute, unless if everybody felt, you know, sort of adamant they wanted them, then I'd probably say, well, I don't mind. But at the moment, given a choice, I suppose I'd say we don't need.
Okay, so Councillor Jenkins, you're for them.
Mm-hmm.
Councillor Williams.
I think I'll go against, really. I can't think of a great argument for them, so on that basis.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Palin, you're against having the skylights.
I can understand of having daylight.
Yeah.
But with the modern lighting, with a preference, I would say, on the public, especially on that particular set. I know Bob's right, we haven't had problems with white, but we have had issues down there. I would possibly go against them now. They're not already in there, are they?
What?
Has it got one there already, Bob? Because, to be honest, I never look up when I'm in there.
Yes.
I would, to keep with the, to try and keep that roof flat, because the way it leaks, I'd possibly say if it saves money, it's just that it might be worth upgrading the lighting to a slightly brighter LED, but it was still, with the LED PIR technology nowadays, it will save on that anyway.
Okay. Councillor Baker.
What you've been saying about, I mean, I don't know much about conservatories, I haven't got one, but the idea of it leaking being a constant problem over the years is what you've been saying. And you just that one off chance that someone's going to go click. Yeah, I'm kind of against it as well, to be honest.
Okay, thank you. Just to give you some more detail, we've got quotes on the agenda A, B and C at 14,270, B 15,350 and C 16,875. Previously, when presented to council, just as a roof without skylights, A, B and C, 11,470, 13,633 and 16,875. So I think based on what we agreed previously, there is a saving to not have them as well.
Yeah, quite a considerable saving.
Yeah.
So we just revert to the original decision.
Yeah, so, yeah. Shall I put a proposal forward not to accept these quotations, because at least then we've already made the decision previously. Oh, I can't do that actually with the motion thing. You can't reverse
it. Because that's what you're resolving to do. You're not going. You're going to go with the original quotations.
Okay.
And I'll put in there that as the SLCC said, because the new information that came to light, you can change.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you. So I've put a proposal forward not to accept the three quotations, but the original quotations as agreed on.
Yeah.
Or to accept the original quotation as agreed. To, I don't know what the council meeting was. Is that okay, everybody?
Yeah. I think we should do that. Yeah.
Councillor Williams, all in favour?
So who's seconded?
Councillor Williams.
Okay.
Okay. Councillor Jenkins.
Oh, come on then.
Thanks,
Claire. That was hard work.
Can I just raise one other point? The bloody
is that a bit on my head?
We had a non-slip surface put on the last one, last time it was done, because kids get on it.
Right.
And we thought from the health and safety viewpoint, we should make it non-slip. The poor buggers might slip off the thing.
And then they can raise their knee.
Yeah, I know. What surface is this? It's a slippery surface. Cause
to be honest with you, Bob, I mean, we keep getting these questions asked. I can't answer that at the minute, what it's going to give us. I mean, it's a rubberized texture. Arguably, if it's a rubberized texture, it could become a bit slippy, with water on it. But
I mean, we do.
How do I get up there? Is it by the drain pipe? And slip?
They probably get on someone's shoulders.
So it's a leg up, isn't it? I've never done that when you're.
I mean, what's that for people getting on there?
Pardon?
Is that people getting up on the roof?
Yeah. Mm.
There's another solution for that, which I'd done on mine.
What, glass in there?
No.
Oh, sorry.
Down the bottom
of
mine.
It was a joke, by the way.
No, down at mine, we had a problem. There was lorry drivers had come down the bottom there and they'd park. And they used to keep climbing over my fence to get in there and pretend they were dogs. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah. So, but there's this paint, a black paint that never dries.
Yeah,
so you paint it on top. So when they go up and grab it, it is horrible. Mm-hmm. But you literally, around the rib where you can't see, you just paint it round. So if they go up and grab it, they get this black paint on.
We had to put warning signs up though.
Bob, you don't like signs there, Bob.
You don't put warning signs up.
No, you don't like warning. You don't like signs.
I don't.
But there could be a question. I think you'd have to put one up somewhere.
You have to put it up.
Sometimes the warning sign is better than the paint.
Can I just say, we've made our decision.
Yeah, no. I just wanted to ask one question, if it's okay. Just have we got any sort of records of people being on the roof?
No.
No. So.
I only mention it because of health and safety.
Yeah.
And we made deliberate decision the last time. It may be that these surfaces are okay. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's a rubberized thing. And I know that you can patch it because it's welded almost. But I think it's...
if it's rubberized, it might be a grip, might be.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
I think if it becomes an issue, then we address it.
Yeah.
It's a bit like a what if situation, isn't it?
Trouble,
shall we move on?
Yeah.
25390, to consider and approve the council joining the National Allotment Society with an annual fee of £70 plus VAT.
Kirsty knows all about this. I put down the wrong amount for an individual person. On the previous agenda, it was for an individual member to join. This is for parish and town councils.
Okay, so... excuse me. So it's one membership for the council. Sorry.
So previously it was £35 and then per affiliate member. This is the correct amount, £70 per town council.
Okay. Does anybody have any comments, please?
Well, I wasn't at the last meeting, but we did approve the council. We approved 35, and so therefore it probably should approve 70. But my only question is, what do we get for £70? It says here, support to develop and manage sites and template documents. I don't know. Is there any value in this?
It was really, it came from the meetings with the Allotment Society that said it would be useful in terms of finding out legal information, other aspects about the allotments, what we can and we can't do. Other than that, I can't see, from looking at the membership benefits here, there's huge benefits, but then there are other societies.
But we're not signing up for this bit, are we?
No, but there are other societies that we belong to and we don't use as much,
like,
but they're still
spaces
there, that we can tap into if we need to.
It's simply a quiz neither here nor there. We don't have to discuss it for hours on end, do we? But I can't personally see an awful lot of benefit in it, because none of these memberships will apply, because we're not signing memberships up, aren't we? It's only for associations and councils.
It's really to support, as it says at the bottom, to develop and manage sites, support with any information, any documentation that we need or require.
If we find we don't need it after a year or two, we just cancel it, can't we? Yes, let's just vote it through.
Right, any other comments? Proposal then, please.
Yeah, I propose it. I put it in the budget for next year.
Seconder, please. Councillor Powling, all in favour?
Yeah.
Thank you. 25391, to agree the wording on the revised transport letter regarding ongoing service delays and bus disruption, which is to be sent to Connect and First Bus Services. Oh, excuse me, sorry. Kirsty kindly forward the email round over today. We did agree at the last meeting to agree by email, but as we were having an extraordinary meeting, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
So apologies for the delay, but it's coming up to Christmas, and it was fine in the time.
Does anybody need a copy?
I'll read it today.
Version, the updated version.
The
different
one,
yes.
No, the one.
Oh,
wait.
Well,
we can make,
can I have one as well?
Yeah, I might have a spare copy, so
I'll
get it up. It's going from the town clerk.
Right.
Yeah, it was agreed to go from the council.
So that be done upon downtown.
I think most people have got the other one. If I go and make a quick copy
of
the okay. So that be done better.
I haven't used red ink for all. A lot of black ink on it, I'm afraid.
That's all right.
You have as well, haven't you?
What, you use loads of black ink? I did when I typed it. Yeah. Glass of red one, glass of white one.
Right. Right. Well,
yeah.
Hmm.
Let's get the other versions out.
Shall I start?
Yes, please.
Because I should probably be the main one about it.
That's all right.
I read both versions.
Okay.
I have to say I preferred the first one.
What, this one?
This one.
Right, okay.
Yeah. There are things in the first one that I wouldn't necessarily agree with, but it seems clearer to me.
Okay.
Population growth and service demand, we could add in new housing developments totaling 200 households, which just pins. We know it's 200, but they don't necessarily know it's 200. Item 6 in the first letter, management of Strood, the long-term infrastructure solution proposed by many residents to raise the causeway. Well, that's got nothing to do with the bus companies. That's a highways government decision.
That's not in this.
No. I'm going through the first one. I'm just going through the first one. So that would have to come out.
Was that in this one?
No, I'm looking at the first one.
Yeah.
The one that came out with the original agenda.
Mm.
Oh, hang on. This one.
Yeah.
It's in your pack.
That was in the original draft.
The original draft.
Yeah.
So that's this one. Yeah.
Yeah. Looks a bit different, doesn't it? Anyway, so I don't think we can refer to long-term infrastructure because that's a highway situation, probably a government situation. I don't see anything to do with the bus companies. Concessionary bus passes starting before 9 o'clock. Again, I think that's set with the government, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's the county council.
I believe it is the government.
I think
because
it is the government.
Right the way across the country,
right
it's 9 o'clock.
It depends on wherever you live.
Yeah,
I'd be uncomfortable.
I don't think it's the bus companies. Well. I think it might be Essex, but I think it's driven by the government because it is a universal thing.
Yeah.
Wherever you go in the country,
government give out sending bus passes, but then it's the county council to set the guidelines for when you can use the bus passes on.
Okay. Well, I only raise that as a question.
I'll find out.
Yeah, I think that's probably government rather than bus companies. Or if it's not government, I think it's probably Essex, but I don't think it's the bus companies.
What's that one?
Set it. Concessionary bus passes and community lifeline. For many residents, the bus service in there is the only affordable means of transport. It's making the argument for starting before 9 o'clock because of getting the hospital appointments, all of which I agree with, but I don't think the bus companies make these decisions. I'm pretty sure it's government. Wasn't there something in the budget about this?
Essex County Council control the buses,
But
they don't
control.
They do control the buses, but they don't control the buses. They subsidise certain routes to keep the buses running, but the buses run at their own free will. Hence the troubles we got with two companies.
Mm.
What they're trying to do is one of them is trying to push the other one out, and it successfully did it in another village. So it tries to encroach because they are competing with each other.
But they don't set timings for the concessionary passes, do they? I'm sure that was
a concessionary pass. You should be able to just get on and.
Yeah, but not before 9 o'clock. You can't get on before 9 o'clock.
But that would be Essex County Council on the 2nd, on behalf of the government. It is a government Essex top tier.
So it's
The way across the country, it's 9 o'clock.
It's 9 o'clock everywhere you go. I mean, I've been in the Lake District, for instance, that it's 9 o'clock.
Yeah, sometimes they want to admit it and sometimes they ignore it.
I've got a lot of issues with this one.
Yeah, well, those are the couple that I worried about a bit. When I read the second one that came out yesterday, or whatever day it was, who drafted this one?
This one. I did last night, that one. I sat looking at the first one and the second one.
Okay.
And this one, everybody sees what one I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, this one. The whole complete top's got to come out because that is if an individual is writing.
Oh, no.
That's
got to
come out.
I agree with that.
And I think that
we agreed the first paragraph in the last meeting.
We did, didn't we?
And then we agreed to remove paragraph 2.
That was sitting down, wasn't it? Afterwards, we did. And then I sat last night and rewrote what I sent you this morning, looking at what was in here, which I felt, you know, obviously it's a collective decision of what we could actually ask of the bus company.
Yeah.
And I think there are things in is that the first one? That's the second version, is it? In the second version, so not the one that I did last night, that we just cannot ask. I don't think we really can't.
Which is?
Pardon?
Which is?
Well, driver conduct to start with. I just
don't feel. Well, that's in both letters, isn't it? That's in both letters.
No.
Well, have we been short of the bus stop and so forth?
It is, but not in the way that it's worded in the other one, for example.
He was talking down to people, wasn't he, and not helping. And
but I don't think, I mean, there's ways, I think, of addressing things with people. For example, asking, you know, would you be kind enough to provide the preferred contact details for residents to raise concerns directly with the, when an issue occurs? So if they, you know, if a member of the public is travelling on a bus and they feel that a driver's being rude, I think something like that should be addressed directly.
There might almost be something on the website. Is there something?
There is, as well. But to ask them for their preferred contact details, so if something like that was to occur, that the individual can raise it themselves. Because what we, as a council, what I'd see as well is what we can't become is a signpost.
Mm.
In terms of people coming to the council to complain that someone on a bus, their attitude, and I mean, is there a protocol with low? We don't know whether there is a protocol with lowering the bus to let people on. Do they just do it for disabled people? Is it? Is there reasons behind
they
it?
When it comes
to the disabled vehicles. The lorry comes down to the bus driver's discretion, as I said before.
Yeah.
I've been on a bus where the bus driver has refused to bring the ramp down to allow the disabled on. The next time he's got a man pulling, he picks and chooses who he wants to get onto the bus. So if somebody else would be in exactly the same situation, they'll let them onto the bus. And then it's all down to the discretion of the bus driver. Sometimes he will literally drive past when I've been waiting for the bus and he's driving past, everyone's saying you're supposed to be in here and he's giving the middle finger.
I think that, you know, you're going to get this in all walks of public transport, you know, our business.
Yeah, but
you know, you've got these guys out there doing the job.
Mm.
You will always get people who don't do the job properly.
Oh, you understand.
Don't
that.
Do it to the
if
best.
You've been waiting for an hour for that bus and he just drives past and he's number 2 hours.
Yeah, and it happens all the time. And you'll phone up and complain and they seemingly do nothing about it. Because that's what will happen.
Mm.
But with regard to lowering the bus, I don't know if you know, but they sort of put in a load of raised curbstones so as the buses could,
so
as they can get on and off.
Mm.
And admittedly, like down in the so-called bus station in Colchester, they can't actually get in properly, and they're just queuing at all sorts of angles. So you will have big
steps
off.
That's going to be moving anyway.
Well, you know, but. Can I just make one point about why we discussed? Because we didn't want it to sound like we were trying to tell the bus companies what their job was and what, you know, it was more raising an awareness of what they're saying. And the first one had more points in it. The second one is more like observations, but perhaps we just need to like feed a few more in that.
It's difficult, isn't it?
Can I just say one more thing? Sorry. Just want to read you what the bus passes, who sets so there is a statutory and a discretionary. So a statutory is that they must provide full passes between 9:30 and 11 o'clock. But then the discretionary side of it, that Essex County Council can adopt, is down to them.
Mm.
So they can make it earlier, but they don't have to.
Mm.
They have to do it from 9:30.
So we can't say this to the bus companies, can we?
No,
so that has to be.
I'm confused which one we're looking at. Are you confused?
Just the main bugbear that most people on the island, when I'm on the bus and coming back and staying, and I've done 16 routes all around, it is the idea of them not linking up the electronic with the bus.
Now that's a good point.
That is a massive one.
Yeah.
And then when the bus comes round, they don't change the sign on the front of the bus saying where the destination is. They normally wait till people get on and the bus driver go, oh, it's off now, I can change it now. You're on the bus, you can't see where you're going to go. Then,
again, that's the driver issue.
Yeah.
It's an individual error, isn't it? You know, it's something you
can
raise. And they can send out a generic message to everyone, please try and make sure that you change it. Because when they get to their terminus, they change the thing then, don't they?
No, they don't.
Well, That's what I'm saying. Isn't,
it,
get,
isn't it an electronic thing now, though? Is
well,
it,
it's a program,
kind of
it's programmable, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, but
yeah, they go up there, push a few buttons and change over electronically. But then I stood there and watched them change it from Mersey to Pelton.
What are you looking at?
And then the electronic board at the bus stops all around the
that's
end there.
That's
what I wrote
last night. Just tried to pull out from this.
Then come up, then pick the
laser
for a
bus
that ain't going to
yeah.
turn up.
This was sent out for the original agenda.
Yes.
Yeah. I agree, all those other bits and pieces, like little silly little admins, but the main concern is why are you stopping
yeah,
the bus 2 hours before high tide, sometimes
yeah,
three,
like
and then 3 hours after high tide, when it takes an hour and a half to go up and down, depending on what the tide is.
Yes.
That's the main crux. Some drivers will go across and some won't. Be consistent.
I could argue that with you because we have to do the same thing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
but you
can literally, if you're standing at the bus stop freezing yourself,
yeah.
you're in the car, you're fine. You can drive around and go wherever you want. But when you're at the bus stop, you've got no choice.
Yeah, it's a difficult thing when you're trying to organise a vehicle to get across. And it's got, first of all, it's got to pick up a load of kids, then it's got to get them home, and then it's got to deliver the kids on there, and then it's got to get back. It's a difficult thing to work out, especially when sometimes 5 metres will cover, and another time it won't cover. It's a difficult thing, so they've got to, I'm talking across the table. The trouble is that you've got to come to a time frame that you believe is going to cover you. Now, you might not think that's okay.
And
but the bus company will think it's
okay.
Yeah. Then time it with
yeah.
the bus
one along.
Well,
yeah.
And then when you're...
That's a good thing.
So what I'm doing is, I go on the bus out.
Well,
and it will track that bus. So I don't go by timetables, they're completely a waste of time. Track the bus on the bus out. I follow it on, and then they'll turn the GPS off.
That's why I'm getting confused. I'm thinking...
And you know where the bus will turn back round or not?
Yeah, that's
how
you might
do it. Yeah, yeah.
I don't bother, if I'm at home, I don't want to wait around the bus stop no more. I go on the app, I see the bus is coming along, and then I'll give it 5 minutes, I'll go out and get on the bus.
Yeah, we reworded, yeah.
So what it is that...
But it's just
one
first
a
pushing, connect, out.
So it is this.
School routes just
so
similar.
And I'm worried connect out and connect stop.
That's what the confusion is,
because
when I
go, what we've got our way, now we're going to pull that service.
We'd already sat down, and I was working for the original, and this is what I'm saying, there were things that I didn't agree.
And some of the agenda has come
like
from major,
that.
Not just major games, but some of it's come from the London Assembly Undersea.
No,
he wants
no.
to go for 15 minutes.
Because we started, and then
cut
everybody off.
Yeah.
And then raise it, get everybody electric cars, get people on the public transport, cut public transport, and everyone's stuck.
But I don't think...
But line up your bus timetables properly.
No,
there's no problem. I don't see why they just can't send a signal out in this day and age of 5G or whatever G it is they need. Electronic board.
No, we can't write that. Because it's also, you know, asking somebody else that does, who is a councillor, who does use the buses, their opinion of cleanliness on the buses was, well, actually, what I've seen, they're absolutely perfect fine. So it's down to...
I was talking to her, and I said to her, because one of those about the cleaners is from a neighbour of mine who's talking. And I said, it's not so much the cleanliness, fair enough, that's down to the bus company. It's timetable punctuality of when you know that bus is going to turn up is key. If you're not going to turn up, why run the service? If I'm going somewhere
can
and I see it on there.
Pull this back a bit
yeah.
to what we're going to write then. So,
Bob,
do you want to have another?
Yeah, I thought the first one was quite clear.
Mm.
When I read the one you wrote last night, I had to read it several times before I understood what it was trying to say.
Yeah.
Whereas I understood what this one was trying to say.
Right.
But this...
Not that one.
No, it is.
It's
that one.
Yeah,
which is the same as that one. Just
take that one. Right, okay.
Service reliability, high tides, well...
We'd agreed that
first panel.
Yeah,
yeah. But that was
from my perspective, so they're in the same boat.
Yeah. Cars and buses in the same boat.
What's that? Sorry.
No, Bob said he looked at me when he said about the high tide reliability.
Yeah.
It's difficult for us to organise with around school times, let alone buses,
with the original Bob, I've got issues because we're making an assumption that they change 5 metres plus. They might have a protocol that it's before 5 metres.
It's less than that.
It is annoying when they stop at Pelden and dump everybody off
so
when the tide hasn't covered.
It is, but health and safety, there is an element of health and safety because they could come trundling through, go around the island, and then by the time they come back, it could be...
Yeah, you're also asking the bus driver to make a judgment as to whether that's going to come over or not.
Now this is where it comes.
And also, and also, we have surges that people, you know, with your drivers, if they're planning, they're picking someone up tomorrow and they look at, I know it was referred to sort of in this one about using StreetCam, but it's only as good as the actual day. If there's a surge, then you know, a bus company, I would have thought, and even what you do as well, you're forward planning. So this you're not going to leave it to the day, and you're certainly not going to leave it to a driver to make that decision, because two different drivers may... with buses make different decisions.
Exactly.
One might work and one might come unstuck.
Yeah, exactly.
So to me, I would have thought they'd have a protocol, a procedure in place that says if it's hypothetically a 4.9 or above, we take that precaution because of surges and other...
I think you'll find it's slightly less than that even.
Yeah.
And you are exactly right about, you know, pre-arranged, because for us you have to make sure parents are at home, you have to... You know, we are going to be coming early. But I take Councillor Baker's point about the fact that it's okay as long as they change the detailing on the bus.
Yeah, that's right.
The bit that gets me, I've hung up the customer liaison officer at the first bus and Connect.
Mm.
They have got no policy when it comes to how high that tide is. The word is HT, we don't know.
In this one, Bob,
so.
I put in twice.
Doesn't matter if it's policy. I'll show the driver. And I've been on before, I've shown the driver that cam, low tide, it's high tide, but it hasn't come nowhere near. My boss told me I can't go because it's HD, that's it.
But
that's
quite right, though. That is quite right. He's not there to make that decision.
Use common sense.
No, he can't.
But the other times the boss has said, you can go because it's high tide.
Can we bring it back in, please?
Yeah, sorry.
Thank you. What we've just said is perhaps we need to take it away from this meeting again and just sit down and put a letter together. Because each version is quite long, to be quite honest with you as well. It's quite lengthy. It's whether we can just get something.
I can cut that right down.
Right, okay. I think, does everybody agree to sort of take this away from this meeting?
Yeah, I think so. It's not urgent, is it? Because nothing will happen overnight, is it?
They
won't know anything overnight.
People that get in, they can do something.
I think as well there is some thought for the evidence with the local plan with regards to evidencing that we're taking extra...
Well, even the two existing
sites. You know, we've got one route in that floods, that cuts down. So there is some urgency to this, because obviously we've only got to the 14th of January with the Christmas period.
They seem to change their timetables quite frequently. When's the next change?
Normally twice a year, isn't it? Oh, well, that's what I've experienced with, not here, but generally where I've been before, like a spring and a winter.
So would this sort of lack of joined up transport be advantageous to us with regards to the local plan?
Yes.
Yeah, because there's no good public transport on and off the island.
So this is like a two prong. This was to agree for the council to write, obviously to raise concerns, although I don't agree with all of them. I don't think some of them that we could, as a council, put to a bus company.
I was only going to say, I think the points at the end where you're telling them what they could do on that sheet is not really a place to.
No, it's a private company. I would take offence to that.
Yeah, you have to be careful what we say.
You want to build a relationship with these organisations. You don't want to offend them. So, if we can defer the item, or again, I mean, the previous motion that was passed was to agree by email a wording.
Yeah, I think it's, we've got to be careful with this one, haven't we?
Yeah.
I mean, it says in your draft last night, could the Town Council please suggest consideration for a survey of Dawes Lane to ensure the width is adequate and free from obstructions?
They've done the survey, I don't know, the bus company.
It's something that David Cooper brought up.
Yeah, it ended on October the 27th, the bus company's actual thing of the entire Essex area. And they come to the conclusion that one bus on East Mers is going to be cancelled because of regular loose during the summer holidays, and five services are being pulled from Maldon, three from...
Are you talking different kind of surveys there?
No, yeah. The same survey done by the first bus.
You're talking about a survey of service, they're talking about a survey of the road.
Of the road,
yeah. Yes. I'm doing a survey of the road as well, how many users use it.
I might stand to be corrected, but I think in the local plan there's bus route going down Dawes Lane.
Yeah, I get what you're talking
and
about.
It's talking about what's been raised is whether it could cope.
But
you
it can't
know,
cope because cars park there, so there'd be double yellow lines, so that would drive the people onto some other road.
I'd be put a line. Well, let's take this away, I think, and
if you defer it, what's then happening?
Well, on the agenda, about half of the agenda.
I think this ain't going to happen.
I think, sorry, can we just pull this back, please? Thank you. I think to get a wording together and agree by email the wording, I think we need to
do that.
Well, I've put forward a suggestion, so if everybody else would like to have a little look at it, I think, or we sit down. Because it's not a quick process, we sit down to get a word in together.
It's
we're coming up to Christmas now, and
it's going to be the new year now.
Yeah,
make a little suggestion. I think if we were all to sit around and agree the wording, you'd get 9 different versions. We would all word something differently.
Yeah.
If we can agree today. The issues that we want to raise going forward. So like we've said, you know, we can't particularly say the buses aren't clean because we can't. So if we agree what we can say, and then whoever wants to produce the wording, which you've more or less got, but
if there's
something in yours that we all think shouldn't be there or something... that we think should be there, let's agree that today. And then defer the new version?
I think when it comes to the buses do have a dedicated team of running.
Yeah.
And she's very quick at getting back to you. And all she'll do is say, I want evidence. The issues that we've got are definitely the timetables. They're so damn confused, that's my bloody head. I caught a bus for the first time. And the bus on the thing were completely different to what the bus was running. And it was a different bus. Wow, that was really good. The drivers do have attitude. They'll often, people are told to, she said, the lady said to me, if you go to the bus stop and put your hand out, the bus will stop. They don't. They will drive straight past them sometimes. I've had a lot of people in Peldon moan about that, where the bus will just ignore them. Well, they can see that the person is literally getting there, wave them down, because they're not actually on the stop, they just drive past and ignore them. The bus companies do have a problem somehow with some of their drivers. Some of them, not all of them. The issues need to be addressed is that the bus is not stopping where they should do. Coordination with the timing for when they should be there is another one. Can't do nothing about the roads. They don't give a monkeys about the roads. That's highways. No, that's highways. It's not the bus company. Exactly. They drive on the road. And they will argue is that Anglian Water take bigger tankers than their buses down there anyway. You ain't going to win that one. That will be highways have to make a decision on that road. And they've already made it. They're happy with it, unfortunately. I remember that one from the county. But that might change under the unitaries, but under the local plan, if they decide they're going to try and build on the other side, that would increase again. But that will come under highways, not the bus companies. They will just use it and be told where to go. But I think the issues is possibly some driver attitudes. Can they be more definitive when it comes to the Strood and where they do dump people off? Drivers do have big attitudes on there, in fact, stopping and it's coordinating the timing.
Can I just say what was raised in what David put forward was the buses stopping prior to the bus stop when there wasn't a bus in front of it. So when you're talking about dumping people off, it was actually with buses arriving at a bus stop and there being nothing in front of it and people having to walk, you know, a length of a bus, if you like, to get on a bus.
That's what you're saying, that's the attitude of the driver.
Mm.
But what I'm talking about dumping is the Strood timing, where they say, well, we're going to throw you off the bus here. And we've seen the kid have literally dumped an entire school lot and made them walk across the street. Even though the tide was down.
Mm.
But I can understand what this thing is. They do it on the tides. And what you're saying is the tide is down. But I've been, when the tide is down, gone on the island, tried to get off quick, and it's gone and completely covered it.
Yeah.
It's that quick. So you can see why what Dave was saying, why the bus do it. I think what we want
to
do is...
why we do it as well.
Yeah.
What we want...
It's health and safety.
Is, the thing is, to me, as liaison, is that the bus drivers don't appear to be using the stops properly and they don't stop when requested, because that is quite common, not just on Mersey, but in all the villages.
Oh, yeah.
So I can announce that one. The fact is, I agree with the timetables and possibly the displays. They can get really confusing, because I've looked at the... especially one down by the school, it's on the times on there are completely different to what the bus is doing.
Yeah.
The app was different as well.
That
does need coordinating.
Yeah, there is a way that we got around this on the school runs, really, is we made sure that the driver had to stop at every stop.
Yeah.
He didn't just drive through because he didn't see people. We used to pick him up, bring him to the grammar school and the high school.
Yeah.
He had to stop there for a period of time, and we have to do that on all school runs. So you'll pull up at the house, you have to stay there for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So there is a way that they can do it by making them stop at all points, but they're not going to do it.
How does it work with the bus stops within Colchester? Sort of in London, you have request stops where you have to put your arm out.
They're all request
stops. Are they all request stops?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah,
some are mandatory, aren't they, when they have to stop.
I think it does say.
Request,
on the,
it does. Yeah. Right, okay.
Now, that's what people complain about.
Is there any reason not to send this? I don't see any reason not to send this, an open dialogue. The one you did last night. The issues are in there.
What Councillor Powling is saying with regards to being dumped off a bus at Peldon, it's definitely in there.
Mm-hmm.
And with regards to the electronic boards,
signage.
Where it's the signage, it's in there.
Yeah.
Which are the issues. The ones... From other versions that I've looked at, there are certainly things in the first version that were just, for me, were red flags.
Mm.
And
we discussed those last time.
Yeah.
And I spoke to you first as well. Again, there are things that I just, as a council, would not be happy tackling a bus company. And cleanliness of their buses is one of them, because it's down to your own opinion, really, whether it's clean or whether it's not. Having spoken to somebody else that uses the buses regular as well, they've said, well, actually, every bus I've been on, it's been clean.
Is that snapshot of that moment in time.
Absolutely.
That I've been on a bus when a child has wet themselves.
Yeah.
But it's, and it's a service, isn't it? They can't deal with that,
Yeah. So.
Well, maybe we could do, they could put another draft out, an email, look at it, and then just say yes or no, be brief. Abbreviate it down.
Mm.
You see,
I I didn't think yours was far out.
Thank you.
To be honest, I was with you when at the last meeting that we can't dictate to them their policies and stuff. But you can raise the issues that people are
in
suffering
a different way.
Yeah,
and that's why I try to soften it a bit in not to be so direct.
Yeah.
And the last bit. Towards the end of this, the town council would be grateful if you could assist in ensuring the destination displayed on the electronic display boards at Colchester bus station and the display boards on the buses which service Mersey Island detail correctly the point on nature, which is what Councillor Pan's been talking about.
Yeah.
We'd be grateful. We're asking,
And they will know quite a considerable time in advance because they sort their tide.
Yeah.
They look at the tide charts and they decide weeks in advance what yes. they're actually doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd argue that a lot of the public do know when it's going to struggle. Yeah. We have people who work for us who live on the island and have to get off earlier.
Yeah.
They do know.
I drive a car, like lots of people. I know you don't, Councillor Baker, but I check when I know there's going to be high tides. And if you live on Mersey, generally, you keep an eye on the tides. You know when there's going to be disruption to your day as well.
I've driven a car before.
Yeah.
It's only been 4 years since I stopped driving.
Yeah, but I know you're not driving now. I got caught Sunday before last and went into Pelton Rose, But we knew we was going to, we were tight on time, so we knew we was going to get caught.
What gets me,
There's not for the bus company doing anything about that.
Yeah.
So what are we resolving to do?
Well, we'll go around the table again, either.
Sit down with bus companies.
The other thing that isn't to do this letter, but there's already a working group as well, isn't there? A transport working group. We don't have a working group here. We have a representative.
Yeah.
Because that was like something else that I noted, that it'd been put in as a working group and it's not as a representative. But have you been to...
I've been to Chelmsford.
The working groups? I've been to the ones in Chelmsford.
The only one that they do is Chelmsford. And they do that at between 10 o'clock in the morning and 12 o'clock. I've gone to about 10 of them. And it's like talking to a brick wall.
Right, because nothing's being fed back as well, and that would be good as well if we could have some feedback.
Those last emails I sent to Kirsty were all the information I got, and they keep on ramming down in front, health and safety, HT, high tide. That's all I kept on getting. Was it doesn't matter how high the tide is. I said, can you look at displaying your display signs for time? We're looking into that in the new year. But what they're really saying is they want to see what councils do.
Thank you. I'd like to make a proposal that we send this and open the dialogue. All the important issues are there. I understand the bit about we don't need to put that in a back doors lane. It doesn't matter, doesn't harm to highlight it, even though they may not do anything about it. Bob said about the imminent expansion of the population of West Merthyr in regards to recent doors lane. Is that a bit?
Yeah, just to say it was 200 households, that's all.
Because they won't know what it means. Where is that?
But it could be more, don't forget that, doesn't it? We could have more people.
Oh, well, there will be infills.
The local plan thing.
Aren't we told?
Yeah,
don't
forget, it could be more.
5 years down the road. There'll be lots of changes before then.
All of that with regards to Doors Lane.
And the Doors Lane bit, you're saying it could stay in. They can't do anything about Doors.
So with the imminent expansion of the population of West Mersey with regards to the recent Doors Lane, so you want the amount of property
of some 200, because it's 201 actually.
Yeah.
Households, it would be desirable.
Of some, 201 properties.
Well, 200, I said some 200 properties.
201. Where's the one couple?
Well, that was in Clark's old house, wasn't it?
No, it's already there. It's not an addition.
Well, they call it 201. Don't ask me why. Mm-hmm. Don't ask me why.
Are we leaving it's imperative to provide a more even spread bus service and again a reinstated shorter travelling time?
Well, I don't like the word imperative. But I think it's desirable.
Desirable.
Imperative says we must have it, otherwise our world's going to fall in.
Okay. Desirable,
I think, is a nicer word.
I think we need to just change that.
Desirable. Anything else?
not substantial, no. I mean, I have issues with the way it's worded, but I think at the end of the day, we all work things differently, don't we?
Definitely want these bits removed. Yeah. Okay. you all happy that this?
Yeah, I thought it did what we said about it last time, after last time, so
Right, okay.
I propose that we send it with the amendment to mention the number of houses.
And to take out Doors Lane.
And to take out.
Okay, is everybody happy with that? I'll second it then. All in favour?
Yes.
Thank you.
Right, 25392 to consider the planning application PP14350416 received from Malden District Council for 15 wind turbine generators on land east of Bridge, Wick Lane, is it Denji?
Denji.
And if appropriate, approve a formal response to be submitted by West Mersey Town Council. Any comments?
I don't even know exactly whether we'll see it or not. No, you won't. We won't see it.
My son lives there. My son lives there.
So we won't see it now. Yeah, well, in that case, we haven't got a problem with it.
But he will.
Well, that's a local issue, isn't it?
The one disappointment, I did try to look on Malden Council. So did you do something?
No,
I
don't.
There's hardly anything on there.
No, it's odd, isn't it?
There's seven comments from people they've consulted with, but there's barely anything on there. So it's very hard to say whether we should be commenting or not. By not being...
It's in a completely different district.
Yeah.
Malden won't really care when it comes to a nuclear power station, even though it was the new Bradwell B would be closer to Mersey and Colchester than Malden itself.
Yeah.
It was Malden that was making the decision. Colchester, literally as a city council, has same representative there as the town council does on planning to Colchester. No.
But they
you
do...
Put a comment. But
planning authorities do approach neighbouring authorities.
It's more of a courtesy.
Yeah, it is.
We've already got wind turbines that we can see from here anyway. But
absolutely.
If you're saying we can't see the new ones, then...
And as you just said, Sandy, we can put down the line there and they just go, we do it anyway.
Well, yeah.
So, does anyone have any other comments? Is it... a proposal to not comment, do you think?
It's not for us to comment, I think, though.
Hey, we, you can still comment, you can just say you've
no
got comments.
It's a matter for Malden.
I mean, my son phoned me up the other day and told me about it. I thought, why wouldn't your decisions in your area?
Am I right in thinking this came from the planning department?
It was just you might want to know about it. It was a courtesy thing. I mean, going on to Malden's Malden's website, they have consulted with other town or parish councils, Steeple, trying to think of some of the others, Burnham on Crouch, they've consulted with them.
But we can say we have no comment to make.
And is that back to James Ryan? Just to write back to James Ryan. Thank you for the means it's come through.
The council decided it's a matter for Malden.
In
the planning meetings and that, if you've got no comment, you just usually say no comment.
So follow the same format.
I think it's as simple as that.
What about James Ryan?
Okay, so that's proposed. A proposal, please.
Propose it if you want.
Or do we need to actually? Because it's to consider. Seconder.
Okay.
All in favour?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Exclusion of the press and public. To resolve that to the confidential nature of the business to be transacted, the public and press be excluded pursuant to section 1 of the Public Bodies Admission to Meetings Act 1960. We don't have any public here. But
I will need on this one. on the grounds that it members of staff is my wife anyway.
No,
it's
not.
No,
it's nothing to do with
jury
service.
Jury service.
That's the last point.
Yeah, but it's done another point on there, isn't it?
No, that's done
to do with. By the way, I haven't got your email for some reason on the phone, but I've sent the rest of you a slightly updated version of the bus thing, by the way. If you want to quickly look at that.
Oh, right.
So you all look at it, maybe look at that one. If you want to look on a big screen, Dave can read it. You can have a look at that one.
You've put it through AI, have you?
Yes, and yes. Tightened it right up, yeah. Which might solve everything. Maxine read it, I don't know.
I thought we've resolved.
It's resolved, but we've... Oh, anyway.
I've got to go in 2 minutes, so
that's good.
Yeah. Right, so 25393 to review an employee's jury service. Notification and agree the next steps.
This is just the official documentation that comes through from the jury service and needs to be signed to say whether you're going to be paying for. Yes.
Well, that's the decision we have to make, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Are we going to pay or are we not going to pay?
I was going to ask, do you sign? Is the employee?
Has the council done one of these before?
The
yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be myself, yeah. Okay. So. I'll
fill
that out,
but I would propose that the council picks the difference up.
Well, yes, so I haven't been on jury service for ages.
They
we
pay
can reimburse you for $6.95 per day for a lot of those. So $64.95, she'll get anyway.
She will get from the court, my understanding is, the $64.95 a day.
Yeah.
So whatever the difference is that the council picks up, because although she's not going to be here, it's a bit mean if she's going to lose her salary when she's had no control being called on jury service.
I think you might. Can I propose that we pay her the difference?
Does anybody else want to comment?
I'll second you, Dave.
I would agree with it as well.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with that.
I think that's fair.
That it does ask here, if your employee is not required to attend the court, will be able to return to work. Because she's opening and closing the toilets, it
right.
Only has to be in.
Right, if your employee is not required to attend the court, will they be able to return to work?
It's a yes or a no.
This is difficult because,
yeah.
Oh, mind you, it's only Monday to Friday, isn't it? It's not Saturday and Sunday. Before the end of the 2 weeks. If it is before the end of the 2 weeks, it's a yes.
But the other ones are going to be a no, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
can she return to work if she's discharged early?
Yeah.
Covering the toilets.
Yeah, but we've agreed to, because they would only do it on a weekly basis, not a daily basis. So we will have to pay in the 2 weeks, so she won't be allowed to work. Come back to work, will she?
You can come back if they discharge you for the day. You can come back to your employer and carry on working for that day. But what I was raising is because she's opening and closing the toilets and we're contracting, especially with the toilets,
that's
somebody
what
else taking over.
So the answer's no, isn't it?
Yeah, the answer's no, yes.
But there's other roles as well. It's not just the toilets, is it?
But aren't
all
they
roles.
Only covering the toilets? Yes.
We've had a quotation to only cover the toilets, so...
But then I think you're going to get into real difficulties in terms of...
Well, you are, yeah.
No,
because,
but I think for her...
Because the cleaning and the office, the other elements of the role...
They're all part and parcel of the job description,
yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah.
So
I think you just have to look at it as a...
Cleaning.
Payment.
Yeah.
I don't think you're trying to separate just for 2 weeks all the other elements out of it.
And we're paying her the difference, so the answer's no, really.
Yeah. Right,
okay.
So the answer would be no.
Yeah.
And then just, if she can return before the 2 weeks and she's up, then yes.
Because if we say yes, then they're not going to pay the money.
I'd just say no.
Say
no,
I
think. I'd say no, because
all
of it to work, but then if she finishes, say they only need her for a week, then she can
return to work, yeah.
Can
she? We don't have to pay the other company still.
No, because he's done it on. Is he done it on 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Then?
He's done it on a quote for a week, hasn't he?
Yeah.
I don't mind. I'll put it out there.
Yeah. So I've got to fit it in as to which ways. Definitely she can't return after a full day or half day, but no for those two.
Yeah.
If she finishes jury service
midweek, we're still going to have to pay the other company anyway.
We are, yeah. But whether it's flexible with GLC, because they're quoted...
So is it more straightforward just to tick no for all three, I would have said.
Mm. I propose no for all three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll second it.
Mm.
I think we have to say no.
No, I'd...
Okay.
Yeah.
Cleaning your own office, then.
I think from the court's point of view, we have to say no.
Yeah.
I think
conversation
for you to have a conversation with Paula and say, if that happens,
you can do that one, Chris.
Of course you can come back.
Yeah. But from
No, you have to come back.
But from the court's point of view, we want her to pay that money.
Okay. Right, so did we take a vote on the
note that
we did
pay the difference?
He's running out the door because he owes me money.
Anyone I don't see before Christmas, have a wonderful time.
Colchester.
And you?
You're
not voting on Christmas Eve for working hours then, now?
It's not. Unfortunately, because staff, Hayley is a staff member, so I should.
No, this isn't about Hayley. Oh,
I thought it says staff, it doesn't exclude her. I know. She's always unlucky on this because she's always on the day she doesn't work anyway, but I still shouldn't really be voting on what can affect her.
Bye.
I'll see you later.
Right, 25.394
to agree staff working hours for the 24th of December 2025. Shall I make this very easy? Shall I propose they can go at midday?
I was going to say that. No,
does anyone
I think we should take them to the pub, is what I think. Actually, I think the mayor should take them to the pub.
Absolutely no chance on the 24th, because the mayor is not walking down the pub on the 24th. I don't think I'll be able to walk. I just don't think I'll be able to do it at the moment. So
proposed by...
I'll propose to let us, providing there is no emergency, you go out and there's a leak somewhere. I don't care, I'm going to be dying. It's been agreed.
There is no block toilet.
Yeah, I'm more than happy to propose.
In the hot map,
to midday. All in favour?
Yeah.
Okay, let's clear this meeting closed.
Thank you.
Turn the machine off.
Yeah, can I ask a question? Let up.
Yeah.